Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for taking the time and welcome to our podcast here in Knightsbridge Group. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So we're here to, you know, just talk about your life here in Dubai, the things that you do. It's very unique what you're doing.
Thank you.
Right. So let's start about telling everybody about a little bit of your background and how you ended up here in Dubai.
So I was fortunate that my family moved to UAE when I was 13 years old. Mm-hmm. So I ended up going to high school here, and then I studied in American College. I got my bachelor degree, then I got my master's degree. And I just love the city, and I'm so happy that my family made such decision.
That's great. I mean, who wouldn't love Dubai, to be honest, right?
Yeah, I knew it was amazing to watch it grow.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Speaking about growth, I believe you've seen how Dubai has evolved over the years. What are the changes that you've encountered during those years, and how you were able to adapt to it, and also affected in a way your lifestyle, and how you ended up in this particular career. We'll tell you more about what she's doing, but. Yeah,
I would say it's probably one of the most incredible progress to witness. Mm-hmm. And being a child, like, the city was beautiful and simple. Mm-hmm. And I could see that every year they're like, it's not that there are just more buildings, yeah, and more businesses. It's like I could see the city grow at its core.
Yeah.
By having more different variety of nationalities moving into the city, and to have more things to do, the level of education increased drastically, as in educational institutes that,
right,
offer so many courses, and mm-hmm, it was just incredible to watch.
Yeah, I'm also amazed every day by the beauty of the place. So I'm with you. I can understand. So you are a professional skydiver.
Yes.
It's so. I'm inspired by this, because
I was
telling you that I really wanted to do this, not as a professional career, but I want to try it. Can you tell us more about it?
It's a must
started
try.
And how. You know,
as for you trying it, I would say definitely do it. Everyone who's done it loved it. Some people do it and they're like, I want to do it again, and some say I loved it. One is done.
But how did you find that passion? Where did it come from?
I was in New Zealand, Auckland, and just happened to stay in a hotel near a sky tower.
Okay.
And I could see people jumping off the tower. It was a bungee jump, and the harness is on your shoulder, not on feet.
Right.
Because for some reason, I never felt comfortable trying a bungee that is attached to my feet.
Yeah.
So when I saw that, I tried it, and I couldn't get it out of my head.
Wow, just, and how old were you, if you don't mind, at that time when you started?
That was 2005. I was around 25 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. So I kept that in mind, and I only started learning how to skydive in my early 30s.
How does it feel, though? I believe I've seen, I want to be, I want to ask this question, if you don't mind. A lot of people that I've seen here in Dubai doing skydiving are men. How does it feel to be surrounded by men in the industry? I mean,
it is a male-dominant sport,
absolutely,
one of the male-dominant sports.
Yeah.
But there are some spectacular women in the sport.
It's amazing. It's amazing to know.
But for sure, over the years, now I don't even notice it anymore. I don't think about it, because it became normal.
Yeah.
But if I take a step back and look at the crowd that are in the sport, yeah, for sure the majority are men. And that's... I kind of use that as a motivation to just train harder and just keep improving all the time.
What's your, what do you want to say to people like me who are inspired to do this?
I mean extreme sports are...
It's very extreme. Jumping,
I mean, it's an important decision. If you want to start doing, any sport comes with its risk and everything.
Yeah.
So the best is to just learn as much as possible, like right. have good trainers and take it a step by step. Like if you have the right training and you're taking the right progression sequence, you are going to be safe.
With the right people, the right equipment.
With the right people. Actually, equipment matters a great deal, yeah. So it's a combination of having the right equipment mm-hmm. and the right skill set and the right plan for the jump.
It's amazing.
And also knowing when to stop and when to take a few steps back.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because maybe in the very beginning, you would feel like, okay, let me jump again and again and again. But obviously, your body... Mm-hmm. also needs to rest, right?
It's really like different from person to person. Mm-hmm. So like the more you know yourself, the better decisions you'll make.
Why did you choose to, I mean, I know you've been like flying around the world. I think you've flown in Turkey and some other countries. I just want to ask out of curiosity, which one is your favorite place to do the skydive or the diving in general?
I mean, every place has its unique beauty. Mm-hmm. The most beautiful scenery I've seen was in Australia. Mm-hmm. On the west side, there's a small drop zone called Skydive Juryan Bay. When I close my eyes and think about like the most beautiful skydives I had, that scenery was unreal. And there are so many places that I still haven't been to. Some islands are absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. But for sure, my home drop zone is here in Dubai, and I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
This is like where I learned and...
Yeah, absolutely. One last question. I know, again, you've flown to a lot of countries. You've done your number of jumps and hours, I believe. Do you have like a dream place where you want to... You've never tried before and you want to do it. You may want to do this skydive in that specific place. Do you have something in mind?
As in like right now?
Yeah.
Where would I like to?
Yes.
Venezuela.
Venezuela?
Yeah.
So you've never done it before? That
I haven't jumped there. Okay. Yeah. So a group of my friends, they just had an event there. Uh-huh. And it looks stunning.
That's
amazing. So that's definitely on top of the list.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, I hope I can join you after training.
Please do. Please do.
Yeah.